Hello, hello, and a very warm welcome to all the spooks and specters tuning into the stream. As always, it's me, Comfy Moon, and tonight we are going to be diving headfirst into the world of the supernatural. Live and unedited, with only the occasional spooky sponsorship break. Now, all of my long-term viewers will know that today is Spectral Spotter's 3-year anniversary. And just like always, I've got something special to kick off the new year of paranormal investigation. Tonight, we won't be dropping by any of our usual haunts, or even trekking to a new site. This case is going to take place right here in my own home, because tonight, we are going to contact, captivate, and maybe even contain the infamous Cyber Wraith. That's right. Although there is quite a bit of discourse on whether or not the Cyber Wraith is a true ghostly spirit or simply a rather convincing program, I am completely confident in the etherealness of these claims. As I hope many of you have seen, my good friend, the Apparition Observer, recently released a video attempting to interact with the Cyber Wraith, and came to the conclusion that the quote-unquote ghost was simply an elaborate malware designed to get a little attention. That being said, I'm not entirely convinced that we in the ghost community can just write this one off. So, I've pulled out all of the usual stops, plus a few extra aids, in hopes of getting an in-house appearance with our special guest. So without further ado, let's turn on our EMF readers, break out our Ouija boards, and strap in for a bumpy night, because the search for the Cyber Wraith starts now. Alright, now, to catch any of the new viewers up to speed, the Cyber Wraith is a relatively new paranormal claim. This blog site, link pinned in the comments, started receiving messages from an unknown source, claiming to be a longtime user of the network. But in addition to various public messages about their own death and journeying to and from the afterlife and general threats of violence, the Cyber Wraith has been documented affecting the computers of anyone who directly messages it. And in addition to that, there are rumors floating around that the Cyber Wraith can actually manifest when it so chooses. So, I've backed up all of my files, cleared any sensitive information from my PC, and firewalled my Wi-Fi connection to hell and back, which means I'm ready to send a DM. Now, before I send this, I want to make one thing clear. Not only is actual malware no joke, but hostile spirits can also be very dangerous. I have made some large efforts to stay safe, whether it be from phishing scams or phantom attacks. So while I'd never ask my watchers not to try this at home, I must insist that you take the necessary precautions and triple-check your work before you attempt to contact any spirits, technological or otherwise. Okay, now, with that out of the way, let's send a message. Hi, my name is Comfy Moon, and I run a little ghost hunting show. And I would love to talk with you, if you're up for it. Nice, we got a quick response. A few hunters have gone for hours without getting so much as a whisper, so it's nice to make some early headway. Yes, I run Spectral Spotters. You're actually live right now. Anything to say to the camera? Oh. It looks like the Cyber Wraith is a fan of the show. Or it's already managed to crack into a little bit of the info I've intentionally left on this device. Oh, no, don't worry if that's a second one. I've implanted plenty of faulty facts on my computer, so we can see if this is just a program reading integrated files. Ooh! Can everyone see that? The Cyber Wraith just responded to me speaking. Oh! Now, the Apparition Observer, who frankly knows a lot about computer stuff, a lot more than me, thought that this way could prove that the malware can utilize the microphone in my monitor, but I'm still feeling pretty optimistic. So I guess that means I don't have to type out my messages anymore, right, Cyberwraith? I'll take that as a yes. First things first, then. As far as I can tell, you've never referred to a name for yourself, or much of any allusion to gender identity. Are you okay with being called the Cyberwraith, or is there a better name I can call you? You're not responding very quickly. Is this maybe a touchy subject, or... Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So many hunters don't make an effort to ask for formalities, but I hadn't considered that I'd be the first. Oh no, that's absolutely fine. No, lots of spirits have a hard time recalling details of their past. If you can't remember a preference, then I can just keep calling you the Cyberwraith. Maybe I can even give you a new nickname. Well, then, I'd be glad to oblige. Now, on to the meat of the interview. You've talked about how you died on multiple occasions. Would you be willing to run us through it? Wow. Jeez. Really? Oh, jeez, that's awful. Oh my god. Wow. And do you think that's what's keeping you tied to the mortal plane? Or are you more of a wanderer-type ghost more than a unfinished business type? Oh, well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you've come to terms with it. Even if it was admittedly a little gruesome. Honestly, I think I'd hold a bit of a grudge. You know, ever since you first messaged me, I've been picking up a dull reading on my electrometer. Is that background static, or are you actually on my side of the network? Oh, no. It's totally okay if you don't know. I imagine you haven't had a massive interest in a conclusive study on the subject. Really? I'm just looking for a segue into my next point. Well, there are plenty of rumors, some more stable than others, that you've influenced objects in the real world and even manifested in the visible light spectrum. Do any of these rumors have any validity? Right, yeah, you said as much with Observer. But when prompted, you didn't want to manifest on the spot. Observer thought it was because you couldn't, but looking through all the footage, it seemed more like you were just overwhelmed. Maybe even a little angry that Observer was being so dismissive? Yeah. So I was hoping that you'd maybe be a little more open to it now, especially with what I've set up for you. Okay, can you see my room right now, Cyberwraith? Then I'm sure you've noticed this very suspicious sheet. And now that I'm sure everyone watching is tearing their hair out about it, it's time to reveal what's underneath. Ta-da! A custom-designed haunting doll, complete with old-timey copper wiring, various simple computer systems I looted from old consoles, and hopefully a semi-functional possession entity. Yeah, I was hoping that, if you were up for it, you'd let me plug in the doll and you could take it for a spin. Then you could lift up a pencil or pose for some pictures on my stream and just get a pair of legs for once in God knows how long. Does that sound good to you? You're worried. About what? Oh! Yes, I can totally see why you might think that. But I promise, I have no intent on trying to catch you or anything like that. The show is called Spectral Spotters for a reason. Now, I never capture sentient ghosts. Only relocate the ones that ask, and do my best to detain the ones who are presenting an active threat. Oh, yes. Yes, I have heard the rumors of you reportedly becoming violent. But not only do I have no real proof of those, I suspect that if any of them were true, they were likely caused by a string of negligent actions taken by the hunters. I mean, with how you interacted with me today, I'm not in the slightest bit worried about any of that. Oh, but I do want to emphasize that you don't have to do this. For starters, if you just did a couple tricks through the screen, that would be just as good for my live stream as you possessing the doll. And if even that would be too much, well, I would never hold it against you. I'm the one sliding into your DMs. I'm not about to start making demands. Really? You'd like to try it out? Oh, great! Just give me 1 second and I'll just plug it straight in. And there. Okay, it's all yours. Whoa! Easy there. Your skeletal system is mostly plush, so quick movements might not be for the best. You're starting to get a handle on it? Oh, shoot! I hadn't even considered you'd be unable to message me while possessing the doll. I'll try to keep the questions to a yes-no basis. Well, while you're getting the hang of tangible existence, I'd like to take a moment to plug my Patreon. I know, no one likes brand integration, but donations from specters and spooks like you are what keep this show going. If you'd be willing to pop into the description below, you may like the sound of some of the rewards from the upper Patreon tiers, such as pre- and post-stream footage, VODs of every stream I've ever made, and exclusive repeat interviews with some fan-favorite ghosts. And if that sort of donation isn't your speed, you can always check out my Linktree, just to keep an eye on the current Spectral Spotters merch. Ranging anywhere from socks and hoodies to my personal selection of ghost detection equipment. Alright, sponsorship section is over, and Wraith here looks a little antsy about all of this. And honestly, who could blame them? But before we sign off, I would love to get a little movement on tape, assuming you're up for it. Oh, thanks so much. Oh, I really owe you one. Now, I've got some pens that shouldn't be too heavy and some paper right here. In hopes to prove that you aren't just a motor system shoved into a doll, could I ask you to draw something for the stream? I mean, whatever you'd like, although it would be nice if it was safe for work. Oh, there's no need to be shy. Everyone knows that I am absolutely hopeless when it comes to art. And I'm going to be drawing with you. Even if you aren't the best artist and the plushy arms are slowing you down a bit, whatever you draw will look like a masterpiece next to mine. Well, I'm glad I could convince you. Now, I'm going to be drawing everyone's favorite ghost hunting cat, Jack-O-Lantern himself. Oh, but just to get ahead of it, for everyone who just suddenly got worried on stream, Jack is in perfect health, but he won't be making an appearance tonight. A plush toy body plus cat claws equals one unhappy ghost. Okay, so I think I'll start with the ears. No, his cute little nose. Yeah, and then I'll move out. Yeah, okay. You know, in all honesty, I just wanted to say that so everyone watching would be primed into seeing a cat in my horrendous chicken scratch art. Fortunately, it looks like you won't be needing that handy cat, Wraith. Even in a possessed body, you're moving incredibly. I'm a little jealous, actually. I could never draw a curve that smooth. Alright, so while I struggle to make some fur, I'll open my chat to its usual Q&A. Feel free to ask Wraith or I anything you'd like. and my mods will sort up the best prompts and send them over to me. And of course, Wraith, if anything makes you uncomfortable, you can simply pass, no questions asked. I'm thinking maybe you could tap the paper twice to signal that, but whatever works best for you is fine. Oh, great question! Yes, Wraith's temporary body is one of the haunted dolls that we bought a few episodes back. Great eye on that one. Here's a question for you, Wraith. Are you white-blue colorblind? Interesting. Rather odd for a wandering ghost, but I think that just makes you all the more special. Oh, another question for you, Wraith. Can you go anywhere online, or are you stuck in your chat rooms? Really? Oh, good for you! So many ghosts get stuck in one spot, but I think it'd be so much more fun to just roam around a little. For dinner tonight? Oh, I'm gonna be having some spaghetti. And knowing Jack, he'll probably be swiping a few of my meatballs in addition to his meal. Oh, are you done drawing, Wraith? Wow, you really blew me out of the water. I'm only half done, and I think Jack's portrait was gonna turn out a bit lopsided. Oh well, he's a weird little guy. I think it suits him. But yeah, I really like your drawing. It's your Elsom, right? Well, it is very pretty. Maybe someday you'll tell us all about it. But that is just about all the time we have tonight. Thank you everyone for tuning in. And if you liked the video, nothing is more helpful than sharing it around. Have a spooky morning, evening, or afternoon, and remember, never stop searching. All right, that's the stream, Wraith. I'll leave the cameras rolling for the post-stream footage, but that's just going to be edited, so no worries about any bloopers now. Oh, thank you so much for joining me. I really had a great time. Nah, I imagine keeping a possessed form isn't the easiest thing you can be doing, so I'll plug you right back in, and you can head out of the doll whenever you feel like it. Oh, you recalled on your own. Nice. And good to know that you weren't entirely reliant on me keeping my word. I'd hate to have a power imbalance at work. Aw, thank you. But really, it's the least I could do. You're a person, too. You deserve a little civility. I am so sorry to hear that. I really try to campaign for a little tolerance of after-living creatures, but I know so many people can be more than a little rude. And I do want to apologize for the apparition observer. It's no excuse, but they've been under a lot of stress lately, and they took some of it out on you. No, you didn't do anything wrong. You were more than accommodating, and Observer knows that. I'm sure that if they watch my stream and realize that you weren't just a program, they're gonna feel freaking awful. Not much consolation, I know, but it's something, right? Well, if it'd make you feel any better, I'm sure we could get you an apology too. Yeah, of course. In fact, I think we might be able to get one sooner rather than later. Well, you said you could leave the chat site, right? Right. Now, I don't want to profile you too hard, but generally, a ghost with no unfinished business, sticking around the mortal coil, talking to the living, appearing on shows, answering questions from a live stream, it's all the mark of a very special ghost. And I'd imagine you haven't gotten too many opportunities for pleasant interactions. What with the average stigma. So, if you're up for it, I was gonna play some games with Observer and a couple of our friends tonight. Yeah, and we'd love for you to join us. You could get your apology, maybe make some new friends, and if you'd like to try your hand at it, we desperately need a fifth for comp. Oh, excellent. That sounds lovely. All right, I thought you could use my streaming PC and I could. Oh no. Jack must be getting bored of me ignoring him. I need to go make sure that that wasn't something expensive, but I'll DM you again in a couple of hours, if that's good with you. Okay, sounds great. Oh, I just cannot wait for you to meet everyone. I'm sure we'll. Right. Jack is being obnoxious. I almost forgot. All right, bye, Wraith. It was really good to meet you. Jackson Oliver Lantern! If that was my new display case, I swear to God, I will send you straight back into the cuddly orange hell you crawled out of!